After the press conference where John Fenebresque praises everything that you've done, all the work, all the energy that you've put into it, but then to announce going in a different direction there, it certainly seemed like some other board members were not happy with that decision. Did they come to you and have conversations after that?
Well, I mean, I think there was a variety of different views. You know, there were people who might have agreed with the outcome, but didn't necessarily agree with the way it happened and, you know, the timeline and that kind of thing. There were others who, you know, I think were okay with the outcome and maybe just wished it hadn't happened quite as messily as it had. And then there were others who I think were supportive and would have liked me to stay longer. So, you know, there was a mixture of views.
And moving forward a little bit with the presidential search, drawing criticism from groups like Faculty Forward and people that are working in the system on a day-to-day basis, they're calling for a president that came from, in some cases, a background filled with experience solely from a setting that was of public higher education. Mm-hmm. But you and some of the other previous presidents didn't really come from solely that background either. What are some of your thoughts about maybe the benefits of bringing in a president who has a more varied background?
Yeah, I don't know what was discussed or anything by the search committee because I had no involvement there. But I think leadership in higher education is no different than leadership in other fields. It is about leadership more than anything else. And I think finding strong leaders is important. It's very helpful, obviously, if they have experience, if they know the terrain in which they'll be working. You know, so I think when I came, I grew up in North Carolina, had a lot of experience in the state and a lot of experience working with the legislature. You know, I had some higher education experience, but not a tremendous amount. But it's a very complex institution. You know, it's a $9 billion enterprise. You know, a third of it almost is the healthcare system, which, you know, I think a lot of people don't even understand the president's responsible for, but, you know, the person is. And, you know, it involves public television, which is, again, a big enterprise that's important to the state. And so there are a lot of aspects of it that are, you know, that some of which don't have much to do with higher education. They have to do with other aspects of the portfolio of the university. But so I think experience in higher education is helpful, but I don't think it's required. You know, we have some chancellors who are fantastic, who come from areas outside of higher education. I think immediately of our new chancellor at the School of the Arts, who was the publisher of Southern Living. But he's just off to a great start. Everybody loves him. He's doing a terrific job because he brings a sense of business experience, but he also has, he's an architect by training and I think has a real love for the arts and a real commitment to trying to improve the school, and that's what it takes.
With the election of Margaret Spellings, she certainly doesn't come from that strictly public higher education setting that we were talking about, but she does have the U.S. Secretary of Education on her resume. Looking over what she has done in the past, what are your thoughts and having meetings with her of her coming in to this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think she's like anybody, like I was, and like I'm sure President Bowles was, and President Spangler, and even President Friday. I mean, I think when you come into a job like this, there's a learning curve, and she'll have that learning curve just like the rest of us, I think, who've had the job have experienced. It's a complex organization with lots of moving parts and lots of different constituencies, and it will take time to learn about it as much as she will need to. And you know, my impression is she's an intelligent person who comes from a career of hard work. And, you know, she obviously is exposed to lots of issues around education, both K-12 and higher education when she was secretary. And I'm sure she'll bring that background and experience to the job. But, you know, we'll have to see. I can't forecast how she'll be because I don't know her well enough. But I know she will. My sense is she will come and work very hard at it. And that's really what it takes more than anything.